If you could only use one word to describe Steve Buhre, it might have to be journeyman. In his decades of public service, the Bureau of Workers' Compensation chief started as a fellow with the Legislative Service Commission, then served in four different state departments. He was then elected as a state representative and later as a state senator for Northwest Ohio. Buhre says that experience helped him figure out how he wanted to lead the BWC when Governor John Kasich appointed him administrator of the agency in 2011.
I could see pretty early on that we needed to do something different.
During his five-plus years with the BWC, Buhre made more than 300 trips around the state to reach out to employers and employees, which he says has helped build better relationships with the Bureau.
The Bureau, in general, had not done a good enough job of getting out and communicating to our customers, and specifically the employer community. They often didn't know where to go to get simple things answered or to try to figure out could they join some program and get a better rate, and maybe they were a new startup, and what could they do to get their feet under them.
Employers in Ohio are enjoying some of the lowest workers' comp rates in 40 years. Buhre says that's due to reforms and cost trends working to their benefit. And as for injuries, the state saw about 94,000 workplace-related injuries last year. That's down 10% since Buhre took over. Ohio also sees fewer accidents than the national average. Buhre says the increase to safety grants from $5 million to $15 million have played a big role in that.
That's put real money into Ohio workplaces to have safer equipment and to put in place guards and protections and other things that keep workers safe.
But Buhre's time in office hasn't been without some challenges. That includes a class action lawsuit he inherited from a previous administration, the so-called San Allen case, which alleged that the BWC overcharged a group of employers by hundreds of millions of dollars. After 7 years, the sides reached a settlement in 2014.
We've gotten it behind us. You know, the legislature made some changes to address some of the fundamental issues that were there. Again, we entered into a settlement that got dollars back to a few employers who thought they'd been cheated in the whole process. And ultimately, again, I think we have a fairer rating system today than we did at the time the lawsuit was filed.
Buhre says he's tried to create a bureau that encouraged participation and accountability. Making sure he could justify his positions face-to-face is something he learned as a lawmaker, with something he called the mama's rule.
That being, if you were taking positions or making votes that you couldn't go home and explain to your mama, you were probably on the wrong side of the issue.
Buhre is leaving the BWC to work with a Columbus-area law firm. When asked if he'll ever come back to government, he says, never say never.
I have a heart for public service. I really enjoy it.
The Bureau's chief legal officer, Sarah Morrison, will serve as interim administrator. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.